doing, man? How you doing?
Welcome back to business.
Man, I feel great to be back, man. First off, I want to, Mr. Kraft and Myra, I want to say, give my condolences, man, because that was hard. It was a great reception. I mean, for her sons to get up there, I don't think I'd be able to do that and make it, you know, a joyous thing and happy and positive. So, you know, my praise was out to them. It takes a lot of stuff to do that. And with that said, let's get ready to go, man. I mean, I'm happy to be back. We've been working out. I miss the fans. I miss you guys, even though you guys, you know, give us a hard time sometimes. But, you know, it's glad to be back, man. I'm glad to be back. All my family guys are here.
What was the atmosphere like when you walked in today?
Everybody was happy. I feel like I haven't seen my brothers in a while, you know. It's hard not to be able to communicate with the guys you're going to be playing with and the guys that are taking care of your body and guys that are teaching you the playbook. You know, it's hard not to have that communication. Now it's back. It's like we never missed a beat.
Has this been the longest you've ever been kind of just away from the game, like you said, away from like your working family?
I wasn't away from the game. We were definitely working out. There was a bunch of guys working out, but I mean, you've definitely been away from my teammates. Yeah, definitely. I've never been in a lockout before, but it's over now, you know, so we're ready to go.
What did you guys do today?
Today, we just did our physicals and stuff, man. We're just getting ready to go for tomorrow, you know. Whatever Bill has scheduled for us tomorrow, we'll be ready for it.
What message did he give you guys coming in? I imagine you're on the press timetable. Did you stress at it?
I actually haven't talked to him yet. Not yet. I just got in, and I'm going to end up talking to him today, but I can only imagine he's ready to go, too. I mean, that's it. Things got going quick, so guys are ready. Most guys are here getting their things done, and it's time to go to work.
Robert Kraft was given a lot of credit for getting this deal done. What does it mean to you to play for that man?
Oh, I love it, man. I call him Mean Mug. You know, that's my guy. He wants to play football, man. I feel he could care less about this stuff. He wants to play football, get going, and, you know, show the fans what they want to see. You know, I miss my fans. Fans miss us, so it's time to go.
Did you stay local, and if so, how was it working out for you?
It was great. I was local right here at Ed's Performance System with Brian, man. He has his fight. He's been working out for months now. Like I said, we didn't skip a beat. We've been working out, and, you know, we're ready. We're just going to translate that to the football field. He got us ready, so it's time to go.
So are you worried about the potential of injuries for players who haven't had as many workouts?
I'm pretty confident. I think we have a good team. I'm pretty confident that most guys worked out, you know. Going back into it, you know, you got to slow yourself into it. But, I mean, I feel I'm pretty confident guys are working out. So we'll see. I mean, I can't comment on that, but that's just my opinion.
You have a new position coach, and there's a couple new coaches. What would that be like? Not having had OTAs, it'd be kind of a crash course. You got a chance to talk to them yet?
I mean, that's every team. No player got to talk to their coaches, you know. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, we have a great coach, you know, Maddie P. So I mean, he's gonna get things going real fast. You know, he's straight to the point, and I love it. So we'll be ready, man.
You know how difficult that first year is for a rookie. What kind of disadvantage are some of those guys coming in? Obviously, didn't get a chance to participate in rookie camp and OTAs and all that.
Honestly, you know how I am. I mean, if you come in focus, ready to go, pay attention, listen to the veteran guys and know what they're doing, I mean, it can be an easy transition or it can be very hard for you. You know, it all depends on what they want to do, and the veterans, we're going to help them get to where we need them to be, you know, so we can all play as a team.
What's your reaction to the reduction of 2-a-days and from a reduction of hitting?
I like hitting, but it definitely saves your body. I mean, you get a little more healthy. And, I mean, it helps you go for longer and longer. I mean, you can go harder during practice. Just because there's not two padded practices doesn't mean you have to not go hard for the first one.
This team has used 2-a-days and accelerated tempo to its advantage, I think, to get guys going, to break the seal and get going. Will that impact this team specifically at all?
I feel we work hard, man. Regardless if it's one practice, two practices, three practices, 1,000 practices, it doesn't matter. We're going to work hard, and Bill's going to make sure that happens. And the leaders on the team are going to make sure that happens.
Considering how everything's gone down, do you feel rushed,
you know,
like you're in this moment?
No way. I've been waiting on for months. I almost put my helmet on and walked around my house the other day. So, I bet guys are ready to be back, man. We're just ready to go, man, ready to get these games started.
Did it change the way you view football at all? Is there still...
I mean, let them deal with that, have to deal with. We'll be ready to come play. Whatever coach needs us to do, we'll be ready. The big guys handle the big guy stuff.
You feel like the missed OTAs and minicamps may turn out to be a positive, giving some of the older guys a chance to get more of a rest from football-type activities?
I feel like it could be good and bad, you know, but, I mean, I think more good. Guys get to rest, get their body right, like you said. I mean, it's all about coming in and being focused and knowing that we don't have much time and getting the playbook and getting all your reps and being, you know, getting it boom, 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 and learning from the veterans, learning from everybody.
What obstacles are you guys going to have to be ready for a game in just over 2 weeks?
I mean, you can't see the obstacles till they get here. So we'll see, man. We'll be practicing. We'll be, you know, going hard, and we'll see what obstacles are there, and we'll try to overcome them.
What did you say you called Mr. Kraft? Is your nickname for him?
Mean Mug, man.
Mean Mug. Why?
Yeah. Mean Mug. Just a funny thing, man. Just something I made
and
up.
And he probably liked you calling that.
Hey, Mean Mug. He calls me all the time, man. I love Mr. Kraft.
Yeah. When it's all said and done, you went through a protracted disagreement with the owners. Did the players get what they wanted to in terms of concessions at the end of this lockout?
I mean, I'll leave that to our representatives. You know, I am just here to come here and make sure all the guys are ready to practice and work and go hard. You know, like I said, the big guys stuff for the big guys. They'll discuss that with you. I'm just happy to be back.
So, looking forward to that conditioning, bro.
I am. We've been working hard, so you know, I feel we do all right on that.
Patrick, did you see Tom's message to you guys this morning?
I actually haven't seen him yet. I mean, guys are kind of trickling in, you know, one by one, but I haven't seen him yet. So when I see him, I mean, I bet he's ready too. You know, everybody's ready. He's gonna make sure everybody else is ready. So I have no worries with Tom.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Appreciate it.
No worries.